Welcome to Coffee Break with Trail Youth, where we listen and support teens with their everyday struggles. We will bring awareness to issues that teens are too afraid to share their feelings to others about. We want you to listen with an open mind and stress-free as we share with our audience what teens truly feel every day. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're interviewing Soren, another person who has dealt with similar things that we've talked about before in this podcast. More story that hopefully will help some people. Why don't you first just introduce yourself?
Hi there, my name is Soren Potra. I'm the outreach coordinator over at Adult and Teen Challenge. I'm 22 years old. I've been clean and sober for almost 4 years now. On 4th of July of this year, it'll be 4 years. I'm a Christian, and yeah, I'm here to tell a little bit of my story. Nick's got some questions lined up. Excited to let you all hear a little bit more about me.
All right, we'll start what was it like for you as a teenager dealing with the addiction?
Yeah, so as a teen, that's when my addiction started. Very quickly, I realized that I was one of those people that have an addictive personality. When I was 15, that's when I started dabbling with drugs and alcohol. It started with mostly pot. And within like 4 months after I first smoked my first, joint, I was like dealing. I was smoking at least 4 or 5 times a day. And I got arrested for the first time. And during that whole situation is when I first realized that I was an addict, basically. I had that addictive personality, and that just sort of continued. After that, I actually kind of realized that I needed to stop. So I had a couple times where I would stop for a couple months, but then go back, and then start up again and go back. So it was just a slow downward spiral. At the beginning there, I was able to start doing better at certain points in time, but the addiction would come back, and I'd just get bored and go back to it, and things would start slipping away from me again. As far as school, I dropped out in high school, so I didn't finish. I got my GED when I did drop out, so I do have that, but after that, things really started, going wrong. That's basically, so right before I dropped out is when I started getting into harder drugs, such as meth and heroin, and things started to spiral even quicker after that.
What was the training like in becoming what you are the leader of now?
So, like I mentioned quickly earlier, I'm now the outreach coordinator over at Adult and Teen Challenge. I also function in a couple different roles. We're a little short-staffed right now, but I'm also functioning in the student life coordinator position and recovery coach position to a certain extent. As far as the training, it was basically just a slow process of learning and of serving. It takes, you got to know how to do the little things first and do them well before you're able to get into a leadership position. So at first it just took me going through the Teen Challenge program there. So I was there, it's a year long inpatient discipleship program. So I went through the whole program. I went in around 18 and a half. I graduated at 19 and a half. They offer a internship program. So what I did was apply for that and was accepted And during the internship program, you're not in a necessarily sort of a halfway leadership position between student and staff there. So you're still, you need to report to the staff and everything, and you don't have the authority to order the students around too much or assign any kind of like major things. So the transition was just slowly learning in that position, as well as just learning from the role models in the staff leadership at that time, and I picking up everything that I could do. You know, I was able to jump into, picked up all the responsibilities that I was able to handle at that time, and just, you know, I feel like I managed them with excellence at the time, and continued to work my way up there, and just learning how to deal with, there's a lot of situations that come up in treatment, a lot of different emotional and mental problems with a lot of the clients there, and just day by day, you run into something new every day, and learning how to deal with those situations in a good way. We're a discipleship, so we need to learn to rely on the Holy Spirit a lot in those situations. But basically, we just, as I learned how to deal with those situations, now I can come at those with a better perspective and take care of issues as soon as they come up. And, you know, where I am now, my opinion is respected by the rest of the team, and we all work together very well to take care of the different things that come up as far as leading the students. And I'm able to keep the, you know, I'm yeah. So it was just a slow process of serving, getting good at the little things, learning how to manage well, and eventually, as time went on, I was given more and more authority there.
Would you say it was basically college for you? I mean, that's kind of what it sounded
like. In a way.
Yeah.
We do a lot of education stuff, so I was learning a lot. And then in the internship, they do a lot of, like, training on how to run a facility like that. So, you know, you train in how to run the kitchen, you train in on how to facilities, maintenance and all that, how to do the different, like, office paperwork, financial stuff, all these other different, like, avenues where you need to know to be able to work at a treatment facility. So in a way, it kind of was learning how to do all that. We also take classes during the internship. So yeah.
What do you want to do now that you were not able to do before, since you became sober?
Right now, I feel like I have a lot of different options open to me, a lot of different avenues. I haven't really settled on anything solid yet. I'm really happy where I'm at. I have, you know, it's a good job. I enjoy working with the people that I work with. There's a lot of struggling people out there, and I really enjoy trying to help wherever I can. And you know, it's really fulfilling for me to do that right now. So I enjoyed being able to, I definitely wasn't in a position to be able to help anybody when I was out there and in my addiction. All I could really think about was myself, but I really enjoy being able to just love on other people, help them, serve them, bring them out of the pit that they're in, the struggle that they're in, and help them try and find a better way to live their lives. Yeah.
Uh, Have your friendships or relationships changed throughout your time?
Yeah, I sort of kind of had to cut off a lot of people that weren't healthy for me. You know, a lot of people that aren't ready to let go of the past or let go of the things that I wanted to let go of, like drugs and alcohol. For them, it might not have been as bad of a problem as for me. You know, personally, I went pretty nuts on drugs and alcohol, so it's just not something that would work, even though but there's just certain people that aren't willing to let go of the drugs and alcohol that I had to cut out of my life, even though they were good friends in the past. But through that, I've made a lot of good new friendships, new relationships, people that are on the same journey that I'm on, that aren't going to drag me back down to where I was before. And it's a lot better that way.
I mean, you probably kind of already answered this, but how did the addiction mainly affect your education?
So, yeah, like I said, I dropped out of high school. So when I was on drugs, I was not able to perform well in school. Most of it was just because I didn't have time with doing the drugs. I think it did affect me mentally as well. So it would have been harder to do all the homework, but I didn't care as much when I was doing drugs, and I just sort of pushed it all off to the side. I skipped a lot of school, didn't go to classes at all, just dropped whole semesters or quarters. In the back end of high school, I did Running Start. So I went to the local community college up in Kirkland, and I did well when I wasn't on drugs. I took like, I think I'll say four classes one quarter. And passed them all with A pluses, but I wasn't on drugs at that point. And then the next quarter, I went back into my addiction, and I dropped out of everything basically by the end of the quarter. They really affected me in a really bad way as far as education. I wasn't able to work very well on drugs either. So,
how are you better equipped to deal with emotions and life's challenges now than you were when you were using drugs and alcohol?
I'm more in control of the whole situation. When I was on drugs, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and I can see how a lot of the decisions I made weren't from a logical standpoint, mostly driven by emotions. I'm also able to, I'm able to just look at things from a more outside perspective and make better choices. I'm a lot happier, a lot less stressed, a lot less anxious.
I have a question.
Okay.
We'll look at that. Mm-hmm. Send how to plug, maybe ask if someone has ever attended an AA meeting, somehow plugging our AA on Thursday night that we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, we'll stop.
Right now, I feel like I have a lot of different options open to me, a lot of different avenues. I haven't really settled on anything solid yet. I'm really happy where I'm at. I have, you know, it's a good job. I enjoy working with the people that I work with. There's a lot of struggling people out there, and I really enjoy trying to help wherever I can. It's really fulfilling for me to do that right now. So I enjoyed being able to, I definitely wasn't in a position to be able to help anybody when I was out there and in my addiction. All I could really think about was myself, but I really enjoyed being able to just love on other people, help them, serve them, bring them out of the, you know, the pit that they're in, the struggle that they're in, and help them try and find a better way to live their lives. Yeah.
Have your friendships or relationships changed throughout your time?
Yeah, I sort of kind of had to cut off a lot of people that weren't healthy for me. You know, a lot of people that aren't ready to let go of the past or let go of the things that I wanted to let go of, like drugs and alcohol. For them, it might not have been as bad of a problem as for me. You know, personally, I went pretty nuts on drugs and alcohol, so it's just not something that would work. Even though but there's just certain people that aren't willing to let go of the drugs and alcohol that I had to cut out of my life, even though they were good friends in the past. But through that, I've made a lot of good new friendships, new relationships, people that are on the same journey that I'm on, that aren't going to drag me back down to where I was before. And it's a lot better that way.
I mean, you probably kind of already answered this, but how did the addiction mainly affect your education?
So, yeah, like I said, I dropped out of high school. So when I was on drugs, I was not able to perform well in school. Most of it was just because I didn't have time with doing the drugs. I think it did affect me mentally as well. So it would have been harder to do all the homework, but I didn't care as much when I was doing drugs, and I just sort of pushed it all off to the side. I skipped a lot of school, didn't go to classes at all, just dropped whole semesters or quarters. In the back end of high school, I did Running Start. So I went to the local community college up in Kirkland. And I did well when I wasn't on drugs. I took like, I think I want to say four classes one quarter. And passed them all with A pluses, but I wasn't on drugs at that point. And then the next quarter, I went back into my addiction, and I dropped out of everything basically by the end of the quarter. So they really affected me in a really bad way as far as education. I wasn't able to work very well on drugs either. So,
how are you better equipped to deal with emotions and life's challenges now than you were when you were using drugs and alcohol?
I'm more in control of the whole situation. When I was on drugs, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and I can see how a lot of the decisions I made weren't from a logical standpoint, mostly driven by emotions. I'm also able to, I'm able to just look at things from a more outside perspective and make better choices. I'm a lot happier, a lot less stressed, a lot less anxious. Yeah.
The program you are involved with is called Teen Adult Challenge. I understand this program is faith-based. If a person does not believe in God, would they still be welcomed into this program?
Yes. We have welcomed people without that don't believe in God. It's open to anybody. Yeah, we are a faith-based program, so a lot of our curriculum is faith-based, and we do go to church every week. We do outreaches with a lot of Christian organizations. So there, you're welcome to come in. If you don't believe in God, there is going to be a lot of you're going to be exposed to a lot of Christian theology, a lot of Bible studies, church. We also have state licensed substance abuse disorder counseling. So we have about 15 hours of that a week, of group therapy a week. Then you have individual counseling as well with state licensed abuse, substance abuse disorder counselor that we've hired. So yeah, we accept anybody. We've accepted Muslims, Christians, atheists, people that don't really have any kind of faith at all. We are, the program isn't going to change for any kind of individual. So it's, yeah.
What mental health resources did you use when going through drug and alcohol abuse?
Honestly, I didn't really get connected with anything. I didn't really have too many problems to where I was required legally to get any kind of help. So I didn't really seek for it or go after it. So I didn't really get a lot of help in that area when I was in my addiction.
What do you believe are the most important things for people to do if they find themselves not able to control their drug or alcohol abuse?
Personally, I believe that turning to Jesus is always the best answer. Another big thing that can help is taking a step back and really reevaluating your current situation, looking closely at where you are, and just trying to, because I know when I was in drugs and alcohol, I was affected by a lot of delusions, drug-induced psychosis, hallucinations, auditory hallucinations, all that. So the thing that helped me was just moments of clarity where I saw everything that was going on for what it really was, and just taking time to really evaluate where you are and where you're headed. Looking ahead, 10 hours from now, and seeing what's happening. Looking ahead a day from now, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. And just, looking and seeing where the road that you're on is taking you. Because usually when you're addicted and you're taking these substances, a lot of people don't make it past 30. And just, looking 10 years from now, what do you want in life at that point in time?
Did you ever have a lapse in memory? Was that ever a symptom?
Yes. So a couple times I had lapses in memory. One of the most memorable ones, because I remember clearly before and afterward, but nothing in between, is it was admitted to the hospital, and I remember going into the hospital, and then I woke up outside of the hospital in a bush, talking to somebody that didn't exist, in the hospital gown, which I wasn't in the hospital gown when I went in. That was probably a big wake up call for me. it didn't last for very long. Pretty soon I was back in La La Land, but that was a wake up call, because I all that time was gone, and I had no idea how I ended up outside of the hospital. I was literally in a bush, you know, talking to somebody that didn't exist. So it was like, just woke me up a little bit.
What presents helped you the most when going through this addiction? Could be like a person.
Yeah. Things started changing once I actually started seeking God. That's when things started changing for me. And then pretty quickly, I ended up in Teen Challenge. Never heard of it before. Ended up in Teen Challenge, and that was a big help for me. The staff there were awesome. I was a little out of it, but they were able to deal with me and just spend time, talk to me, let me go through some of the internal issues that I was struggling with, and really come to the end of it. So they helped me a lot. And that's where I was able to sort of get over my addiction. When I went into a Teen Challenge, I didn't go in with the attitude of getting over my addiction at all. It was just sort of a stopgap for not having to be homeless. But pretty soon I realized that, you know, I did want more out of life, and they helped me a lot through that process.
Is there anything that, like, you didn't, well, like, that you really think people should know when they're going through the abuse? What's the number one most important thing, I guess?
Stop, I guess. Doesn't end well. I've seen it a million times. Working in treatment, you see it so a lot. But I know you know that already, and I know they know that already, if you're listening. I'm blanking.
So, as most of you listeners probably know, we have AA meetings at our coffee shop. And yeah, so I guess I wanted to ask you if you have been in any AA meetings in your history, and why should people be going to them?
So yeah, AA meetings are really good to go to get out of your own head, listen to some other people, hear what they're going through. Get involved with some healthy people. Get out of the situation you're in, even if it's just for a couple hours. And it's good to be able to talk about the problems that you're going through, and see different people's perspectives, look at it through a different lens, because you're not the only one that's struggling. There are other people out there that have been in your shoes and that would like to help you and that have things to say that can help you a lot.
Well, thanks so much for sitting down with us. But before you go, is there anything you want to say?
Thanks so much for having me on, Nick. It's good to be here. Share a little bit about myself. If there's anybody that's listening that's struggling with drugs and alcohol, find some people that are willing to help you, that want to help you. Don't be afraid to go and seek help.
Well, thanks. All right. Hope some people needed that story. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Coffee Break with Trail Youth. We hope you get a sense that you can share with our Trail Youth podcast team, as well as with your friends and family, what we talk about in these episodes. Feel free to check us out and visit our website in North Bend and our Snoqualmie Cafe. You can learn more by visiting our website, trailyoutcoffee.org, and or following us on our Instagram and Facebook pages. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and stay tuned for next week's episode.